Here comes. Got him. Yeah. Jones down on strikes. Nine punch outs.
So I'm not sure what I yelled, but afterwards I said, let's go. So I think I'm becoming a little bit more acclimated to the culture of the U.S.
Shota Imanaga electrified Wrigley Field in his Major League debut, but how much of that was due to the Wrigley Field conditions? Let's examine that and much more right now. Shota Imanaga's debut could not have been drawn up any better. He did not allow a single hit until two outs in the sixth inning. He ended the day with his ninth strikeout and didn't allow a single run. And didn't walk a soul. All of this led to Cubs fans singing America's favorite song for the first time in 2024. This was especially encouraging after Justin Steele went down with his hamstring injury and none of the first three Cubs starters went past 4 2/3 innings. But with the wind howling in, I couldn't help but notice how this game might have gone a little bit differently in, say, June or July. I want to look at that. I want to look at his pitch mix. And really the first thing that stood out to me about his pitch mix was the steady diet of high fastballs and then countering with mainly the low splitters. That north and south game plan was really keeping hitters off balance and guessing. Taking a look at this overlay, here's the fastball and here's the splitter. Both ended up being strike three, but check out where they both ended up. The fastball kept on running into the inside part of the plate while the splitter falls off the table and away from the right-handed hitter. And as you would expect from a good splitter, you don't even notice the difference until midway through the 60 feet 6 inches. Add the 9 mph difference in speed, and this is exactly why you saw so many check swings from the Rockies hitters. Get used to that this year. The first base and third base umpires are going to need to be on their game. Now, what I found really interesting was the pitch choice. In 92 deliveries, 56 were fastballs, 24 were splitters, and then just 10 sweepers and 2 curveballs. Now, I did expect the fastball to be the most used pitch and the curveball to be the least used pitch, but I also expected there to be more balance on the usage of the splitter and the slider. This might have been due to the righty-heavy lineup. In fact, most of his sweeping sliders were thrown to lefties, and the Rockies only had 3 lefties in their lineup here on opening day. But even when the slider was thrown, it was really just a show-me pitch. Only one of his 9 strikeouts appeared to come via the sweeper. And this chart right here shows you just how devastating that splitter was. 20 swings and misses of the 92 pitches, and 12 of them were on the splitter. Now, next up, and what was concerning for me, the hard hit rate. Rockies hitters put 12 balls in play, 9 for outs, 2 for base hits, and 1 was recorded as an error but could have easily also gone as a hit. Only 4 of the 12 balls put in play were under 95 miles an hour. That means 8 of the 12 were hard hit balls. Now, this can also be a little bit deceiving. Notice how StatCast says that a pop-up was a hard hit ball. Obviously, that's not the type of hits that we're concerned about at Wrigley. But the hard hit balls that made a couple outfielders back up a few steps could have easily been home runs in the month of July. Now, it might seem like I'm being a little bit of a negative Nancy. That's not my goal here. My goal is that we still have a microscope over Shota. We're still trying to figure out what he's doing out there, what his approach is. And today's microscope basically showed that Shota was a huge beneficiary of windy conditions blowing in from center. And again, we can't really know exactly what the ball would have done in summer conditions, but here are 3 balls that I'm almost sure would have gone out. Now, keep in mind, Shota is the pitching philosopher. That was his nickname in Japan, and he probably was very aware of the conditions and pitched to them, using them in his favor. That's one thing that a lot of pitchers like to do at Wrigley. One that comes to mind, Greg Maddux. So it's just a smart thing to do. Now, once July hits and we compare a July start in Wrigley to this start in April, I bet you they're going to look a lot different. I wouldn't be surprised if Shota replaced 8 to 12 of those fastballs with more splitters or sweepers, just to keep hitters more off balance. We'll see once we hit that time of the year. But on this day in April, a fastball, hard hit in the air ain't going anywhere. Just ask Chris Bryant. He was reminded of Wrigley's rough conditions in the 9th inning on Monday. Next up, Shota will likely pitch the final game against the Dodgers on Sunday at Wrigley, so we'll see how that game plan changes against that high-powered offense.